This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. It can be hard to decide which foods to buy in an American grocery store these days. The information on many products makes different claims. These labels suggest that the food is safe, pure, or kind to animals. The label organic guarantees that the United States Department of Agriculture recognizes the product was grown under special conditions. The department says foods that meet requirements of its National Organic Program can use an official label. It shows the words USDA Organic inside a circle. For example, USDA organic food does not contain genes that have been scientifically changed. The food is grown without chemical treatments against insects or disease. It is grown without chemical fertilizers. The USDA organic label on meat and dairy products guarantees that they are from animals that live much of the time outdoors. The animals have been fed only organic food. The animals have not received antibiotic drugs, and they have not had hormone substances to make them grow bigger. Organic meat and dairy products usually cost more than other products, but many people buy them because they believe they are more healthful. The USDA is trying to decide if fish can be labeled organic. A decision is not expected for many months. However, the Marine Stewardship Council says its label promises that fish are not endangered and were caught without harming the local ecosystem. There are also labels on coffee. Some coffee growers plant their crops on land with no natural plants to provide shade from the sun. Other coffee is grown under trees that provide shade for the coffee and homes for birds. This coffee is labeled bird-friendly. The Smithsonian Migratory Bird Council of the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. guarantees coffee with the bird-friendly label. Other food labels include natural, cage-free, and free-range. Experts say it may be harder for the food buyer to decide what these mean. For example, chickens may not have been raised in a cage. Still, they may have been in overcrowded conditions inside a building. The Department of Agriculture will be holding meetings with food producers and the public to try to develop requirements for labels. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.